And this is the world famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Margaret Gray, and I have something to say to you.
What?
That,
But that was going to be her open, man. Why'd you do that?
Nobody told me.
Yes, we did tell you, bud. My open is not...
Look at Dickman. I heard him say that.
I have a mind to throw you out of this studio for what you just did.
I'd do anything about it.
Yes, you did. Now, you heard me say that I want... Oh, Phil, hold me. You better... Someone get me... Robert, I need a bag of ice. I need it put down... Now, I don't want you looking down my dress.
I'm gonna look down your dress.
I need the ice put...
Will you turn that down? What?
I need ice applied...
Applied to what?
Well, wouldn't you like to know?
All right, don't get any ice yet, okay?
Well, I'm beginning to get flustered with this one.
First of all, bud, the whole open to the show once again destroyed. Didn't you...
I didn't do anything!
Wait, didn't you hear us say, okay, bud... Margaret's going to say at the beginning of the show...
Let me do it. I'm Margaret Gray, and I've got something to say.
Yeah, that's what I... Now, as you know, I...
We're not interested in your opinion, General.
Well, I'm interested in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm... Hold on. We're not giving opinions right now. We're just trying to...
Trying to do what? Trying to butcher it up. I'm trying to make things good.
Oh, you've never tried... Bud, the last thing you tried to make good... was most likely a check you bounced. Oh!
Jesus.
What? Why is everyone looking at me?
What did you go, oh?
Because I felt like it. Because it was called for. Because...
Well, Janet...
Don't do it, bud.
It did sound farm animal-like, and...
Dad, break it up. Now, look. When I say that she says...
But you said what?
I said that she was going to say...
Yeah, I'm Margaret Gray, and this is how I'm gonna do it.
No, see, he's doing that on purpose.
Look, Dickman, don't open your mouth. Don't do it. Phil and Margaret said, okay, when the show, she said that Margaret go, I'm Margaret Gray, I got a bone to pick.
No, it's not. I've got a bone to pick. I'm Margaret Gray, and I've got something to. What is it?
I've got something to say.
I've got something to say.
God damn, Miss Henry.
Don't give me this. All right, so anyway, so what happened there? Let's just start the show all over again.
You mean start the show? We got people listening right now.
They'll understand. One, two, and a one, two, three.
Well, what am I supposed
to... Go ahead.
And welcome, everyone. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Margaret Gray, and later on in the program, I've got something to say.
Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Would you shut the hole under your nose, or if you will, shut the two holes above the one, the...
Shut the two holes above his mouth.
Yes, but also shut the mouth. In other words, suffocate.
All right, so welcome to the show. That is, it's Margaret Gray, and...
Really, thank you. Thanks. You didn't know that, folks. That's...
Margaret, you know, you're going to have to just get over yourself a little bit.
All I know is I was supposed to say, I'm Margaret Gray, I've got something to say.
What you have to say is what?
What I have to say is I want to talk about the farm boy only, or what is that?
Farmers only.
Farmers only, yes. You don't have to be, have you seen the commercial?
Yeah, I have. It's a,
yeah, it's kind of a dating service or something.
It's a dating service for the farmer.
Well, what do you mean the dating service for the farmer?
I'll explain. It's run by a man by the name of Smith or Brown, Farmer Brown. I don't know what his name is.
What do you mean, Farmer Brown?
Well, that's his name, isn't it?
No, it's not Farmer Brown. Well, it might as well be.
Yeah, well, thank you. It might as well be, Phil. And this is a dating service. I have a little bit of a rough throat. I need a lozenge, and is there any warm? Warm. I don't want hot. I want warm, almost lukewarm lemon juice.
Yes, ma'am.
And also, if you wouldn't mind...
Margaret, I...
If you, excuse me, Phil. If you wouldn't mind, never mind.
Okay.
So I couldn't say if you wouldn't mind, so I just said never mind.
No, he said if you wouldn't mind.
Guys, you're really starting to drive me nuts.
Yeah, but just get to it, will you?
Get to what?
What are you trying to say?
Oh, the farmer, what is it called? Farmers Only, right?
Yeah, there's the commercial Farmers Only.
Right, and the girls go, you don't have to be lonely at Farmers, you see... at farmersonly.com. And I think that it needs a little, I don't know what. I think it needs to be a bit more truthful. Because what you're looking at there, Phil, is a commercial, and the video, the visual, is of some very beautiful young ladies. You've got a farmer that looks like Brett Favre. You've got...
Yeah, in other words, what we're trying to say here...
No, what do you mean, we? What's this we? You got a turd in your pocket?
I don't... What do you mean, I got a turd in my pocket?
Well, what does that mean?
I'm the one doing it.
Right, but I was lending my voice. All right, is that...
Go ahead.
I was saying...
The copy just hit the...
Sorry.
General, back away from the microphone.
I was saying that what you want to do...
Turn to the microphone, just back away from it.
Oh. I was saying that the truth in advertising, when you say you don't have to be lonely at Farmer Boy, you know, dot...
Not Farmer Boy, Farmer Brown.
Is that my lemon juice?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it tastes like piss water. Do it right.
I didn't do anything.
Wait a minute, Margaret.
No, do it right. General, what I'm saying is this. You're right. There needs to be truth in advertising. But I don't think it's called Farmer Brown.
It's called FarmersOnly.com.
Yes. You don't have to be lonely.
Yeah, but it's where we know it. You don't have to be lonely at FarmerBrown.com.
It's not Farmer Brown. And also, one other thing, Robert. Do you see any black women in there?
In what?
In the commercial.
No, I don't. I don't see any black farmers.
Ah, thank you very much. At which lends to the prevailing racist attitude that there were no black farmers. And as you know, Phil, because you study history, there were.
Yeah, and there are. I mean, I don't have any idea. I don't know what the guy's going for, other than the fact that he's got a dating service for farmers. And if you want my honest opinion, when I first saw that, I thought it was a gag.
Yeah, I did too. I thought it was a gag.
Why would you think that?
I don't know. It just seemed kind of weird, a dating service for farmers. I didn't know that life got that lonely out there.
Yeah, it does, Mr. Henry. I'm getting the lemon juice, Miss Gray.
Yes, I don't want anything distracting you.
Yeah, but Mr. Henry, if you don't think a farmer get lonely, what about the sheep and everything like that?
Yeah, there is the apocryphal stories of the sheep.
Oh, are there apocryphal stories of the sheep?
Well, there are. There are the odd apocryphal tales of... Rubber gloves and boots.
All right, thank you. We don't want to go into those apocryphal tales.
Yeah, they are apocryphal.
They're not a pocketful, man, or apocryphal.
Apocryphal, not a pocketful.
Oh, Jesus, Dickman. Are you done with that lemon juice?
Never mind, I don't need it.
Yeah, that's all right, I spilled it.
You spilled it.
Forget it. So welcome to the show. All right, so there, we got that settled. When are we going to be doing this?
Well, we're going to be doing it, Phil, after the first break. I know that we have Bob Bakian, and we also have, of course, Harvey Wireman is going to be doing the news. But then I'd like to get into that because I know we have some guests that are lined up.
Yeah, we've got some heavy-ass guests coming in here today. There's no question about it. Among them will be Herb Sewell. And Herb Sewell...
Not that guy. That guy is so nutty. That guy belongs in a booby hatch as sure as God made green apples. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Well, you are laughing.
Yeah, of course.
Well, why?
Just something about the way you said that. Yes, he's going to be on, and he's going to talk about Bill Cosby.
Oh, he's going to, well, at least, well, there's one that he does qualify to talk about.
Yeah, Herb Sewell is going to be talking about Bill Cosby. And then we have Mavis Leonard coming on, Margaret, and Mavis is convinced that her new gardener is gay.
No, it's not the gardener. That was something that went wrong. It's a man that is doing some, I believe, some, what is it, Bud?
Yes, he's doing some remodeling work on her house.
Yes, remodeling work, and she's convinced he's gay, and she doesn't know, as a Christian, whether or not she should have that man working on the house.
All right, so we're gonna hear from her, right?
Yes.
All right. And then we also have Larry Grover, who is going to be discussing what effect Donald Trump... throwing his hat into the ring for the presidency of the United States as a Republican has had on his sex life.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
You know something? That guy, the best thing that could happen to Grover is to get run over by a huge, big, big truck, a cement mixer, an armored personnel. I don't care.
Well, we're going to talk to him and find out all about that. But first, let's go out there to the byways and the highways and the ups and the downs. Bob Bakian with the traffic, Bob.
Hey, Phil, right now the traffic downtown's going pretty good. If you're out there on your early morning commute, you want to find out whether you have a head riding or your hands down there, go ahead and take a look at it right now. Your early morning commute, make sure your head is on, look at the mirror, and if you don't have a head, then there's something really long. I'm the kind of guy that'll go out the window, and I'm the type of guy that don't do that. Over here on the Harbor Freeway, going southbound right down through the guts of the L.A. counter, and there's the L.A. corridor down there with the South Towns. Boy, I'll tell you something right now. You don't want to run gas right up towns and run out of gas out there to go around that. Take a look at the mirrors. If you don't see your head, you see your mouth. There's the mouth moving. There's the mouth flapping to your eyes, and your face is gone. You probably need a doctor. This is Bob Bacon, traffic. Yes, and let me have the phone, dear. And this is Harvey Wehrman with news. The Harvey Wehrman news break. Well, as Phil had just been telling, give me the phone. Denise, would you get your daughter?
Oh, she's your granddaughter.
Yeah, I know she's my granddaughter.
Do you want us to call you back?
No, I don't. What do you mean, call me back? I have to be on immediately after
Bob Bacon.
Yeah, Bob Bacon. Well, the head of the public of the Republican. Is that right, Phil?
Republican.
Oh, okay. It reads like Republican. The Republican.
No, there's no Republican. It's Republican.
All right. The head of the Republican, Nadiano. Boy, what is that, a Nadiano? I thought the last time I saw a Nadiano, I was watering daisies with it. You know? You know?
Yeah, that's great, Harvey. We got to get going.
Okay, you're going to be a pain in the ass.
No, to me.
Would you give me the phone? God almighty. You know?
She's your granddaughter.
I know she's my granddaughter, Denise. Keep her away from my phone.
I want the phone.
Give me the phone.
Harvey.
Wait a minute, I got a grip.
Give me the phone. Give me the phone, God! Now she's choking me on it.
God, my own granddaughter.
Oh, she's playing.
She wasn't playing. She almost killed me. She tried to kill me.
Harvey, don't be so dramatic.
Oh, don't be so. You heard it. You heard it there, ladies and gentlemen. A first on the Phil Henry Show. Me, Harvey Wehrman. I was almost strangled by my 3-year-old granddaughter. Oh.
Dad, you want to call the cops?
I'm not going to call the cops. I'll be the laughingstock of every squat room and squat house and station, whatever. So the Nadiano Kamadi responding.
I'm on the phone.
I'll kick that kid.
Come on.
The Nadiano Committee.
The National.
Okay. Responding to demand. Was that a harmonica that I heard?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, this is a news thing. It's going. What is this, all of a sudden, Cool Hand Luke?
Forget about the harmonica music and tell us what's on the news.
Well, you heard it. The pen of the publican responding to, there's Brit, Donald Trump urging. What?
Urging.
Donald, I don't know what this is, to tone down his inflamed... To do something, something's inflamed.
Inflammatory comments.
Yeah, okay, about immigrant. Immigration.
Immigration. Infuriated.
Okay, infuriated a key election constituency.
Constituency. All right, Harvey?
Yeah, well, so that's the news. And later on, of course, Larry Gruber will, or Larry Grover, right?
Harvey, just get your sister, not your sister.
My sister, it's my...
I'm sorry, Dad.
My daughter, get the kid away. Get it. Do something with the kid. I don't care if you have to chloroform it. I'm serious. I've never in my life...
Is he kidding about that?
Well, why don't you call him back?
Call him back.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the problem is that he can't handle that child.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Phil, don't be so sarcastic. I'm trying to give you an idea as to what is going on in that house. And I think it is, it's obvious that there are a lot of very serious issues at afoot.
All right. Phil Henry's show. I don't want to see that on. I do not want to see... That audacity, okay?
Yeah, gotta take a look and see what the meters is doing.
I don't wanna, if I have to look at anything technical, I'm gonna flip my lid, okay? I'm already not a big fan of the new processing that we put in here.
Are you gonna tell people what processing is?
No, I'm not. I'm just gonna let you know that we've made some adjustments to the sound of the show, and, you know, the jury's still out. And if I have to look at that VU meter, and I'm looking at all those levels that are really low...
Oh, quit trying to sound so technical like you think you're all this and a... And good smelling, you know, and a good smelling
underwear.
Yes, don't do that.
All this and good-smelling underwear.
No, I said all this and the good-smelling underwear.
No, I didn't. I said all this.
It doesn't matter what you said. We're going to be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray will be talking with us here about...
You don't have to be lonely at Farmy...
At Farmer Brown and Farmer Horton's. World-famous Phil Henry Show reminding you that with a backstage pass, you now have a... You have a box seat, man. You have a luxury box seat to 20,000 hours and growing of classic radio material from the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Radio show like no other. Many generations of our great radio show can be enjoyed. Not only the audio, but the video as well. We also have some special event things there, such as TV and radio interviews that we've done, television shows that we've been on, big panels, big all kinds of big stuff, man. It's right there. It's right there at philhenryshow.com.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm racing because you guys are butchering this show.
Oh, we're butchering the show. She's the one that said you don't have to be lonely at Farmer Brown.
If I hear Farmer Brown one more time, I'm going to lose it.
All right, so the point is that get a backstage pass. Be a part of our wonderful, wonderful BSP family at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. All right, so tell me what we're talking about here.
All right, turn that down, please. Would you turn that swill down before I vomit, before I literally start vomiting liver bile? I love that.
Margaret, you know, people are not fooled because you're talking all that crap while the music's playing, and then when it stops, you know...
You don't see Phil Henry, ladies and gentlemen, but he looks like he's about ready to just double over and start bleeding from the eyes.
Hey, Phil, what's wrong with you?
Nothing. I'm trying to get the show on the right track. So what do we got going on?
What do we got going on?
Yeah, about that Farmer Brown.
If I hear Farmer Brown...
Farmer only, right?
Yes, you don't have to be lonely. Now, here's the thing about you don't have to be lonely at Farmer... At the Farmer. Well, it's just called You Don't Have to Be Lonely with a Farmer. Or no,
You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com.
That's it. Now, I do not think that that is as accurate... I don't think it's as accurate a commercial as it could be. I think it leaves an awful lot to, not, I shouldn't say to the imagination, but there's a lot that's not being told there. And Bud Dickman and I put together a couple of ideas for them. I don't think that this is untoward. I don't think it is anything that is going to surprise anyone. I think it should be included, you know, Bud?
Yeah. So off to go, you don't have to be lonely.
Yes, I'll sing the song, and then you don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com.
Is that it?
No, that is not it. The music...
All right, Margaret, is that a joke?
No, it is not a joke. No, it is not a joke, because here's the thing. If a lot of our young farmers out there, I don't know how many of them there are, I frankly don't even know if they exist. I just don't...
You don't think that we have farmers?
I know there are farmers, yes. But I do not know whether or not...
Get that VU meter out of there, bud. Get it out of there.
Yeah, I gotta see.
Get it. I don't want to look at it, okay? Just get it out of here.
But Mr. Henry, you gotta find out what...
No, I don't have to do anything. If I look at that audacity meter, I'm gonna flip out.
You're gonna flip out, huh?
Yes.
All right, are you all done with all of your technical talk?
Yes.
So you don't have... Go ahead, bud.
Right, go.
What do you mean telling me go?
You gotta sing.
Oh, that's right. You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com. Now...
it sounds like a joke.
It's not a joke. If you are out there and you're a young man and you're lonely and you've come in from milking a cow, I don't know what you've been doing, and that commercial comes on and you see a barroom filled with the most luscious and scrumptious cowgirls.
That kind of an oxymoron.
Yeah, you got that one right. That's an oxy. What do you say?
An oxymoron.
Yes.
That's what you're calling me?
No, they're saying that it is a juxtapositioning of two unreal things.
Oh, is that it? Thank you very much, Dr. Henry.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, I mean, isn't that what oxymoronic means?
Yes, oxymoronic can mean a lot of things. It could mean something having to do with you, him.
All right, so thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. So, as I was, so if you are looking at the beauty of these women, and you're a farmer, you begin to have some very, very high hopes. And all I'm talking about is trying to bring them back to Earth a little bit.
No, seriously, they've got a farmer out there saying you don't have to be lonely at a farmer at afarmeronly.com.
Yeah, see, I think I understand.
I get it. You're trying to kind of round out all the expectations.
Right, see, if the guy's going, you don't have to be lonely.
It's not a guy, it's a bunch of girls singing it.
The girls are singing, is that what you're saying?
Yes, there's a bunch of girls in a saloon singing it.
Well, that sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, but what Margaret's saying...
I know what she's saying. I know what she's saying, and I know what she's not saying. And,
oh really, what am I not saying?
You're not saying that those women could very well be beast-like.
Yee-ow! Talk that way.
Well, that's the truth, isn't it?
In so many words, yes.
Oh, okay. All right, so now I get it. So, yeah, it is kind of a gag.
It's not a... What is it with you, Phil?
No, Miss Anna, I'm trying to warn these people, you know.
Do it again. Here, bud. Are you recovered sufficiently from me belting your face?
Yeah.
All right. You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com. Oh, turn that down.
Don't blast my ears out.
Sorry.
You don't have to be lonely at
Sorry.
Let's try this again, all right? Timing is everything. You don't have to be...
Hey!
Do it again, I'll hit you again. You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com. Cue the women. Now the farmer looking at his phone.
And that's really going to bring the business in, huh?
Phil, ladies and gentlemen, this is Phil.
And that's really going to bring the business in, huh?
Yes, that's exactly what...
All right, I'm willing to believe it.
Well, Phil, it's really not dependent upon whether you believe it or not, because I'm pushing forward with these addendums. I'll be reaching out to Jack Spratt, whatever the hell the guy... Who was the guy?
I don't know.
Well, find out who he is, who that clown is, you know?
Yeah, that's a farmer, okay?
What's a farmer?
The guy that runs it, I think, is a farmer.
Oh, that's horse dung.
No, the guy that started the farmersonly.com is a farmer because he knew he was lonely. Knock it off, will you?
Sorry.
He was very lonely, and I'm not going to make the obvious jokes because I don't think it exists in any great, not to any great degree as it did at one time in this country.
Well, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about if you don't have, do you think you're lonely? No, you're not. Because there you go.
All right, I get it.
No, you don't get it. So what this guy is saying is there's help. There's a real woman, you know?
Yes, I know that, but the women that he is showing, I've never really clear on that.
Wait, hold on for a minute. Now, Margaret, wait. You're never really clear on what?
The women that he are showing.
He is show. Are you serious? You're a writer?
Yes, Phil, I'm serious. I'm in the middle of a segment here where I'm trying to explain to much of your audience, because you fail to do that, that when you don't have to be lonely because you're a farmer. All right?
Yeah.
Well, Phil?
Yes, okay.
All right, you don't have to be... You're a farmer. You don't have to be lonely because you're a... Why do you keep...
But put the cow in.
I don't want you to put the cow in now, if you'll pardon the language.
Jesus H.
Look.
You don't need to have the chicken either.
Well, that's what she said.
Ow!
Sit down, will you?
So I think that when I reach out to Clay Redfield or Bob Straw, I don't know his name, but I can tell you very, very... excuse me.
What's wrong?
Oh, good.
Oh, Jesus. What the hell is that?
I'm sorry, but it was a little phlegm from the throat.
God damn, man. Is that thing alive?
Excuse me.
Wait, Margaret, come on.
No, I'm sorry. I'm trying to help out here with the you don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com, and what I'm getting are people making jokes about the fact...
All right, enough for the chickens, bud, okay?
I don't know when she wants me to chew it.
When I point to you, turn those chickens off, bud, because even though they're on a recording, I'll find them, I'll kill them, and I'll eat them. All right?
Dolly, you're a little tiny chicken.
I'll find them, kill them, and eat them. Don't do it. Now, when I say you don't have to... When I say you don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com, And then you cue the sound of the cow. Is that a cow? Is that a cow?
No, ma'am.
And then I'll say, all right, you don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com. The cow comes on. Then we want to hear the chickens. I'll say, at farmersonly.com.
That's not a chicken.
That's not a chicken.
Yeah, it's not a chicken.
That's not a chicken.
Oh, okay, it's not a chicken.
All right.
You don't have to be alone. You know what? Fuck this.
Oh, isn't that funny, Phil? At some point, I have to laugh at the whole thing. All right, world-famous Phil Hendry Show and Phil Hendry... Turn that shit off, bud, before I swear to God.
Sorry.
You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com.
Well, what, are you buying that?
Yeah, what do you mean, am I buying what?
The fact that he's got some very hot-looking girls in a saloon.
Yes, I'm buying it. I don't know. You know, if you're a farmer and you need...
Well, I guess farmers need to get laid too, huh?
How dare... What a vulgar man you are.
Well, you want to know something, Margaret? It beats the hell out of what you just hocked up into that bucket.
Oh, my God.
That's what I said.
All right. Coming up next here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, we're going to have Herb Sewell.
Yeah, Herb Sewell. Ain't heard from him at Coon's age.
Shut up, man. I don't like the way you say that.
Coon's age would mean a raccoon.
Take it easy. Herb Sewell coming up next here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And then after Herb, I think we have, if I'm not mistaken, we have Larry Grover and Mavis Leonard. We've still been trying to get your aunt on.
Yeah, Ma, that's okay. My auntie has to go out and do some shopping. She may make it. She may not make it.
Well, I hope she makes it. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray for the Phil Hendry Show YouTube channel, which, of course, is the real Bud Dickman channel. Now, as you know, or as you may not know, or as you might have heard but don't believe, if we reach 10,000 subscribers, the word is we get to go and frolic all through YouTube's equipment, use their studios, use their cameras, basically have the run of the place, lock the people that are usually there in charge of things, lock them in a closet, or stick them in a van and roll it down the side of a hill. I don't care. Bud Dickman. Yes, I'm sick of it.
So we're on our way to 10,000 subscriber on a Phil Hendry, or no.
On YouTube, man.
On a YouTube channel. Go to YouTube.com and subscribe to the Real Bud Dickman channel.
Well, you turned that whole thing into nothing more than something warm and really, really funky smelling. Warm and soft.
Yes, I understand.
Who is this, bud? This is some real caterwauling here, man.
This is the music of the Black Dahlia murders.
The Black Dahlia murder. The Black Dahlia murder.
That's the name of the song?
No, that's the name of the group.
All right. Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. With us on the line from Pasadena, California, is Herb Sewell. Herb is a controversial character. There's no question about it. He has been controversial on our show for a long time. Herb spent 8 years at Atascadero Forensic Hospital for some pretty vicious and violent crimes against children, against women. He has since been released. He has, and you've completed, Herb, if I'm not mistaken, the terms of your halfway house probationary period. Is that it?
Well, yes, Phil. For the most part, yes. I still have to report to a parole officer and so on and so forth, but I am allowed to work and go into certain areas.
Yes, you have the work area.
Hey, Sewell, this is General Shaw.
Yes, General.
Now, look, I don't want to, you know, give you a hard time, but I I'm interested to hear what you have to say about this guy Cosby.
Well, I don't know if you'll have much more appreciation of my opinion when it comes to Mr. Cosby.
May I ask you a question?
You just interrupted me again. You just interrupted me.
Herb, people are going to interrupt you.
No, I understand that, but when the general does it, something inside of me tightens. Something inside of me says that bad things may be happening to my colon.
I'm not doing anything to your colon, Sewell. If I wanted to do something to your colon...
Oh, my God. Did you hear that? You're all witnesses.
Wait a minute.
Hold on, will you? What do you want to say?
What I want to say is give me the goods on Cosby.
I'm going to be talking about Cosby for...
He's talking about Cosby. He's getting into it. Why don't you just let the man go at his own pace?
All right, I didn't know what he was going to do. You knew he was coming on to talk about Cosby. Hey, Phil, back way off with that attitude, all right?
All right, I'll get into Cosby as fast as I was just simply trying to say to Phil,
Then calm down.
All right. I was simply trying to say to Phil that, you know something, I'm in a cafeteria right now, Phil, and I'm trying to simply have a... I'm trying to butter a scone and have a cup of coffee, and you can hear the brats.
Now, are these children going to set you off?
No, they're not going to set me off. What is that supposed to mean?
You might want to go out and catch yourself another 12-year-old.
What the...
You know what?
Wait a minute. I'll deal with it. Bud, nothing like that I want out of your mouth ever again.
I don't think that's strong enough. I think you need to hit him.
Wait. Hey, Dickman, I hear something like that out of you again, and I can assure you I'll put one in your back.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Sewell.
Catch me a 12. Although on days like today when I hear these brats, you know...
All right, okay, so we get it.
I've been listening to your show, Phil. You're really out of control today. You know, I'm not even sure I want to be a part of this.
Herb, if you'd like to hang up, go ahead.
Herb, if you'd like to hang up, I heard a lot of saliva there.
Would you just go on and talk to us about what's going on with Bill Cosby?
All right.
This is what I asked him originally.
I asked him this shit originally. He didn't want to say anything.
See what I'm saying? You have absolutely no control.
Okay, I'm getting up and leaving now.
Phil, where are you going?
I'm going to get up and leave if you clowns don't...
Clowns?
Yes.
I don't blame you, Phil. I think you should get up and leave these imbeciles to their own devices. You know, just that thing.
Hey, right there, I don't understand. Yeah. You sound like some kind of an amphibious creature. You sound like something that's slobbering through the mud.
Well, I one of these days, let me just tell you what you sound like, General. And amphibious, that's just the beginning of where your DNA goes.
Okay. I think what you mean to say is genes.
Phil, are you laughing at me?
He was. He went, geez. He had a big crap-eating grin on his face.
So Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby. Hold on for a minute. Are those brats going to... I'm sorry. Are those children going to be sitting here? Well, they don't have a lot of room, sir. Well, could you move them? Because I've got real problems with that one kid going, whoa! Do you hear that? Laugh if you will, Phil. Laugh if you must. But,
All right. Are you getting moved?
I'm not moving. I'm not moving an inch. I'm asking this gentleman. Yes, sir. Thank you. That family right there. Do you hear the one kid?
Yeah, I do. I'm...
There's one child here, Phil. As soon as we get this settled, we'll be fine.
This is going to take forever.
No, it's not. Thank you very much.
Yes, I...
Well, the child, children will be children, but the one child there going, oh, you know, it's bothering the general manager as well here.
Where are you? Do you mind me?
Wait, I just heard it again. The kid went, ah! It's almost as if someone is putting a boot up its ass and... what's that, Phil?
Where are you?
Did you hear that? There it is.
Oh, yes, I did. What's going on with that child?
Sounds like someone's just sticking a kid up the rear end with something.
Let the record show you said that.
What I mean is, someone's messing around or tickling the kid or something.
Yeah, sure. It's the only thing that's giving me any joy this morning is hearing that kid sound like he's almost being strangled. I know it's just probably the kid acting like what a kid will act like, which is an impetuous and spoiled, dirty, filthy...
Now, watch it, Herb, because you know that the police may be listening to you.
Yeah, to all of my friends out there in blue, how you doing? All right, Phil, as you were mentioning... Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby is an interesting case because I'm not going to bring myself into this. We're talking about psychological problems. We're talking about a crime that is a psychopathic crime. And I just heard that brat again. I heard the kid go, hello!
Hey, Herb, you know, every time you're on, I got to remind you.
No, that's not me, Phil. I'm generally right to the point, but this is driving me ape! You tell that kid, all right?
Jesus H. Christ, Sewell, you know you're going to be back inside if you don't watch it.
No, I'm fine. I'm trying to butter a scone. All I want is some tea.
Hey, Herb, why don't you wait, and when you're done with breakfast, call us back.
I can't because I'm going out of town. I'm on my way up to Sacramento. All right, I'm fine. So, Bill Cosby. Cosby's crime is one of psychopathy. My crime's, of course, similar. I know you'd like to believe that I have emotions, Phil. I really don't. I laugh, but mostly it's about me. And all of the things that I did had to do with me controlling people. The same can be said about Bill Cosby.
May I say something?
No, you may not. No, you may not. Not for quite some time.
All right.
Where was I?
The same could be said about psychopathy.
Yes. So the psychopath is one who has no emotions. They have no feelings.
What I got going on here? Dr. David Viscount, or what was the guy's name?
Are you thinking of Viscount?
Yes.
Viscount?
What are you doing?
Hey, will you let the man finish what he's got to say, please?
Fine, shit.
I'm sorry if I'm boring you, General, but I can assure you, were I in a conversation with you, and you and I...
Well, don't worry about it, Sewell, okay? Just get to the point.
Oh, man. Anyway, Bill Cosby, yes. Now, while the man is a psychopath, and while the man and his psychopathy... it seems to control everything that he does. Let's remember one thing, Phil. Bill Cosby was able to bring us a lot of laughs. Now, you don't do that if you are devoid or if you are a devoid. The devoid, you see, is an individual who's devoid. He has no emotional life. He is a devoid, a void. He has been voided in much the same way that you may... Well, let's say if you've had a very, very bad stomach and you void the contents of your colon, you void it. Well, a devoid or a void is, there's a void there.
If you don't mind me asking, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time here, too.
Are you ready for that?
Hey, look at Sewell, you only got yourself to blame, okay? You're concentrating too much.
Look, General, if you don't shut up, so help me God.
You go right ahead and step to it, my friend.
All I'm trying to do...
Why don't you wait until you finish your breakfast and then call us back?
Did you hear that? The kid, it just went... Hey, you. Is that your kid? Would you shut it up? You're talking to me? Yes, I'm talking to you. Shut that kid... God damn, man. The little bitch.
Did that guy clock you?
Three guesses.
He said three guesses. The first two don't...
I heard what he said. Call me back when you get out of there.
Boy, can't find much. I'm the building.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Perfect, Valentine. Do that, baby.
I can't understand anything you said.
Don't get the bank.
Get some ice on your mouth or whatever got clocked.
Fine, ground, crazy, but...
Make a note, bud, okay?
Yes, sir.
Every time a guest comes on here, I want to make sure that they are in a nice, quiet place and they can devote all of their time and their energy and their attention to our show, okay?
Yeah, but that's very important. Yeah, I try to tell them that.
You try to tell them that? What do you tell them?
I say, turn your radio down and then turn your radio up. Not turn your radio up. I say, turn your radio down and hang up and listen, right?
What are you talking about, you numbskull? That's for callers.
Wait. Tell the guests that they need to be in a nice, quiet room. Shut the doors. Don't let any loud talking happen. Let them be in a... Tell them that they got to be in a place that's relatively noise-free for a few minutes.
Okay. What about turning the radio down?
Well, yeah, you got to turn the radio down. Yeah, they got to turn the radio down if they're in a room with a radio. Generally, guests aren't listening to the radio.
You'd be surprised. They want to hear what they sound like and everything. One time, a guest said to me, oh, wow, And I go, what's your problem? He goes, I was just listening to myself. It sounds pretty neat.
Yeah, they do that sometimes, Henry.
All right, well, you better tell those people to just kind of, get their brains in the right place. They want to listen to themselves. It's a 7-second delay, ain't it?
Not anymore. You don't need that, do you?
Well, I guess we don't.
I ain't used a 7-second delay in a long time. You might even say, well, this has got, I'm talking about a raccoon, the coon's egg.
I don't like that, man.
All right, wait. Just say something else, okay?
All right. I ain't used a 7-second delay.
Not now. We'll be right back on a Phil Henry show. We still haven't heard from Sewell. I want that guy on the air, and I want to, as Adolf Hitler said there in Downfall, I want his report.
Oh, wow. Look, get a load of you quoting Hitler.
Yeah. That's right. That's how I'm feeling right now. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry show, philhenryshow.com, as we talk to Herb Sewell about Bill Cosby.
I'm Mark. Margaret Gray, reminding you to subscribe to our mailing list. You have already been reminded to subscribe to YouTube. Well, then get on our mailing list. And when you're on our mailing list, you get all the garbage, that, well, not garbage, but you get all the information from the show, and you'll know what's going on at any given time. That's the Phil Hendry Show mailing list. It's right there on the homepage. Check it out, and I think you'll be very, very, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at many of the things that, would you please not do that?
Sorry.
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at many of the things that you'll find there, because they're... You know something? I beat that kid to death.
Hey, I like this song. Is this a song that's Ramblin' Man, huh?
Yeah, that's what man's saying.
Well, this is country music, Robert. You shouldn't be expected to like it.
What are you talking about, man? Black people like country music.
There ain't no black country people.
Hey, bud, turn this crap down, will you? I shouldn't say crap. Turn down. There's black country art. Charlie Pride was black.
Well, they always bring up Charlie Pride every time they say, hey, black people like country music.
There's black country artists, so don't give me your bullshit. All right,
tell them the whole thing about the cowboy.
Cowboys were originally, never mind. Cowboys were originally black cowhands. They called them cowboys for obvious reasons.
Are you bullshitting me?
No, I'm not. That's true. That is an absolute fact. All right. Do we have my good personal friend here, Herb Sewell, on the line? Here he is. Herb Sewell. Herb, where are you now?
I went over to Bozell's house. I took a drive over here to Corona, and thank you very much, Mr. Bozell.
Fine.
I'm sitting at the pond, and I feel so relaxed right now, you wouldn't believe it. You just wouldn't believe it.
All right, good. Now, this is what we want. Now, tell me about... Bill Cosby.
Well, Bill Cosby, Phil, in my opinion, has committed some egregious acts. There's no question about it. Bill Cosby is lower than whale dung, as we like to say, as we used to say at Tascadero. We used to say, here comes another guy that's lower than, well, we use the other word, you know.
Yeah.
We would say, when Randall Toomey came in, for instance, there's Randall Toomey, we'd heard about him, and we'd say, well, there goes Randall Toomey, he's lower than whale dung. And Walter would always say, you know, I'm glad the more these guys have come in here, I'm elevated, you know, in the state, you know.
Because he thought that his crimes weren't as bad?
Well, it's just that here comes Randall Toomey, lower than whale dung. Well, that's a lot lower than where Herb is, you know.
What's Herb?
I mean, I'm sorry, that's a lot lower. Yes, Herb, meaning me, but also Walter.
You often speak of yourself in the third person?
Only on this show. Now, hello?
Yes, we're here.
All right. So, Randall Toomey...
Bill Cosby.
What did you just... You just went... Bill Cosby. I'm trying to tell you, Phil.
You're talking about Bill Cosby and his crimes.
Yes. Bill Cosby's crimes were of a vastly perverse nature. Very sadistic. However, you have to look, and I believe this is important... You have... Is that squirrel again? Hey, I'm sorry. Oh, God damn it.
Told you all about a squirrel.
Yes, I told you I'd left that cafeteria. There was a brat there that was...
Yeah, I told you about the squirrel.
Mr. Bozell, if you wouldn't mind, could you get the squirrel out of there?
I can't do it. I've tried so very hard.
Yeah, okay. Why did I ever decide to come to this nuts house?
Hey, you know, you got a real... You ought to be talking, okay? You ought to be glad you're out of the nut house you were in.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad you finally got that one out, General. Boy, you had to really circle around that line before you spit it out. Now,
What are you... You know something? You got a real smart-ass mouth on you.
Would you guys knock it off? All right, Bill Cosby.
Yes, I'm trying. Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby's crimes were of such a sadistic nature that... What is that?
That's a broom. I think if you hear the squirrel again, go ahead and knock it out.
Thank you. Mr. Bozell gave me a broom. Are you saying that I just waved the broom at the squirrel?
Well, the squirrel, it's packing right now because it's a travel squirrel.
Oh, this is this traveling squirrel. I figured...
Yeah, you know, you might have done better if you'd stayed at the cafeteria.
You know, I'm beginning to think you're right.
You talking to me?
No, I'm not, Mr. Bozell. Thank you. I have the broom. Thank you.
All right. Suit yourself.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so the traveling squirrel...
The traveling squirrel...
What do you mean, traveling squirrel?
I mean the Cosby.
Yes. Cosby, when he was a squirrel, I mean, God damn it.
Would you please just cleanse your mind? Clear your mind of the filth and the garbage. I know it'll be difficult, but this will be... What is that?
It's a frog. You got frogs giving me shit, all kinds of things over here, Bozell.
What's that?
I said you've got all kinds of things giving me shit.
What? Are you actually going to get sidetracked by a frog and a squirrel giving you shit, as you put it?
Well, okay, Phil. Put yourself in my shoes.
Come on, Sewell. Show that you're a real human being and not some guy that's got nothing but bats in a belfry, some weirded out cat that's all bugged by squirrels and frogs giving him shit.
Woo!
Boy, you know something, Phil? You got the most... You talk about sadists. There was nothing I saw at Atascadero.
Okay, now I'll give you one more shot, and then I'll assume that this is not a good day to be talking.
No, I'm fine. Now, Bill Cosby gave us lots of laughs. You can't deny that.
Oh, that is... That doesn't make up for anything.
Ms. Gray, hold on. It doesn't make up for it, I agree. It doesn't make up for the crimes that he committed, I agree. But... You gotta admit, the quality laughs that we got out of this guy, you can't just tell me that you just up and forget that. Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm telling you that I don't care how funny he was.
Well, the quality laughs, I think, need to be stacked against the brutal and sadistic nature of his crimes. They were terrible crimes. And he should be punished. But I'll tell you this, all the crimes that I committed that put me in Atascadero, I had nothing, absolutely nothing to counterweight those crimes. I had to go to Atascadero. I was a two-bit, they might as well have just gone ahead and put me away right then and there. I mean, I was lucky. I took all of that. Hold on. Give me the broom. What's your name?
Bozell.
Oh, you're the Bozell kid. Give me this broom. God damn it.
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to kill that squirrel.
Here, I'll get it. It'll laugh at you.
I'm on it, Phil. I'm on it. So anyway, Cosby. Bill Cosby packed a steamer trunk one day and decided to move out of his tree. I mean,
say you can't keep your mind on this.
I've got Bill Cosby committed a lot of bad crimes, but the counterbalance were the quality laughs.
So what about the quality? You keep saying quality laughs. I'm not so sure they were quality.
Are you kidding me? Henry told me once he almost drove off a cliff. He was laughing so hard at that Novocaine bit. Isn't that right, Phil?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I won't deny that. I will not deny the fact that I laughed at the guy's material.
Now, what's that make you, Mr. Henry?
What do you mean, what does that make me?
That's exactly right. Because you laughed at Bill Cosby's material, people are going to assume you're some kind of a real sick, degenerate Jesus, man. I mean, there's a lot of things in this world that are low. And I mean, as we said, lower than whale dung. One of them is that goddamn squirrel. Give me that. I'm going to kill that kid.
Look at Herb, you're getting sidetracked, so I tell you what.
No, hold on. So the point that I'm trying to make here, and then I will let you go, I'll leave you people to yourselves, is that Bill Cosby should be put in prison, but also you got to admire a guy who committed all of those horrific acts, all of those very perverse acts, and at the same time was side-splitting, wet your pants, strangle to death, funny. The guy was quality funny. So
what does that mean exactly?
I think the judge should take that into consideration when it comes time to sentence the man. Yes, he'll go to prison, but the judge should make note of the quality laughs.
Okay, the judge isn't going to do that.
The judge isn't going to do that.
I think he is, Phil, all right. And guess who was in prison between the two of us? You? No. Me?
Uh-huh.
And what did the judge take into consideration when it came to you?
I told you, there was nothing.
Herb Sewell, he didn't have any... There was no mitigating circumstances with Herb Sewell. When the judge took one look at Herb Sewell, all he saw was a big heap of dung. And all he needed was a shovel. I'm General Galen Shaw. You ain't.
What a dick.
Hey, mister, you want to stop?
Give me that broom, kid. I'm going to kill it. We're all... Something good's going to happen today.
Well, there he goes. Did he call me a dick?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that boy, that tears it. That tears it. That's it. I don't know what Sewell's got going. Whether he's got anything good in his life. He's got his life ends this weekend. Wait, don't be talking like that. Okay?
I'm just half joking.
General, a lot of people take that stuff seriously.
All right, Margaret. A lot of people take that stuff. I understand that. Hey, what do you think of this show, this Dennis Leary show?
The what?
The Dennis Leary show where he plays an aging rock star and his daughter is going to become...
It's garbage. It looks bad. It looks sad. It looks... I wouldn't give you... I wouldn't squat over it and leave something there just for the... just for the sake of saying, I feel better. The colon's been voided.
All right, I think I get it. We're going to be right back at the Phil Henry Show. We have Mavis Leonard, who we've been promising to bring on the air. She's coming on the air, and she's going to be talking with us about being a Christian and hiring a gay workman. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, and will you turn that crap off?
Darn it, I forgot it was there.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show will be coming right back after these very important and vital messages. And I know just how vital and important they are, because I'm going to read one of them to you right now. And that is the merchandise store.
Oh, the merchandise. Yes, the merchandise. The summer is upon us, and so get your Phil Henry Show shot glasses, and get your Phil Henry Show coffee mugs, and get your Phil Henry Show ball cap. Get all of the wonderful, wonderful stuff you can wear on the beach, and you can run around and say, I am a Phil Henry listener.
And don't forget those Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodies. Those babies are, those are perfect for walking on the beach late at night when it's about, 35, 40 degrees, and somebody decides to take their clothes off and say, I think I'm going to go in skinny dipping. At least you have your hood, and, what happened to you? That's the kind of thing that happens.
Didn't you tell me you ran into the ocean nude once and someone stole your clothes?
Who hasn't?
Well, I can assure you,
yeah, Miss Gray, it happened to you.
And did it happen to you?
Maybe. Yeah, all right. World famous Phil Henry Show.
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm General Galen Shaw. You're a move. Who is this guy singing? He says,
why? Away.
God damn. But what's a life without dedication?
What is this guy? Is he giving a speech or singing a song? It's a good song. I like it. It's that's a band called Resolution, man. Good song. Feeling all right.
Yeah.
Feeling good, we're feeling all right. Yeah. All right, man. Larry Grover. No, Mavis Leonard joining us. Mavis, of course, is the aunt of Robert Leonard, who is one of our staff members here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. Maybe it's going to come on here and talk with us a little bit about something I imagine is, well, you know that it's been in the news. I'm not exactly sure how important this has been to the rank and file. Mavis joining us from Southgate, California. You're driving, Mavis?
We went and we picked the man up, Robert. I told my nephew, Robert, we were going to pick him up.
Oh, so you picked that man up?
We have him right here. Is it Austin? Bam. You want to talk to him, Phil?
No, I want to talk to you for a second.
All right. Hang a left up here. Hang a left at the limo. I have the driver here. Austin is a good man. He's going to come, and he is going to do some cabinet work in the kitchen.
Put in a new toilet?
I don't know if he's going to put a toilet in, Robert. I'm not going to run down everything a man's supposed to do. You put in toilets?
Yeah, I could put in a toilet, man.
Right, wait a minute. Mr. Henry will talk to you in a moment. You've been on his show before.
Is that Austin Amarca?
Yes, Austin Amarca.
Yes, I've been on
it. Mr. Henry's about to talk to you?
Yeah, yep.
All right, just cool your jets off. The man is he's gay.
I told you, no, I'm not.
If you know, just hold on.
No, come on, the man's not gay.
Wait. You told me you like to look at wrestling?
I enjoy wrestling. That don't make me gay.
But you said you like college wrestling.
Yeah, that's the kind I like. I don't like that WWE here.
I have a very hard time.
Oh, come on, Mavis. That stuff's that's ridiculous.
What?
Oh, the guy, he likes college wrestling, so he must be gay.
Yeah, that's what Jason's saying. You know?
How do you know what Phil's saying?
I got my earbuds in.
Yeah, I heard that.
Give him the phone if you don't mind.
Yeah, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I've been trying to tell this lady that she picked me up here at the Conigo cafeteria and driving me to her house. And
why don't you drive your truck down there?
Well, I'm...
Give me a... You don't want to drive a truck because it's a black neighborhood.
I didn't say that. I would feel more comfortable.
Feel more comfortable. I don't know whether this guy's... what's worse, the fact he's a racist or that he's gay?
I'm neither, ma'am. I told you...
What I ought to do is drop you back off of your truck. You drive your ass down to Southgate.
I don't want to get carjacked.
Oh, wow.
Hey, man, you ain't got carjacked. I seen your truck, Austin. Nobody gonna steal that piece of crap.
I put a lot of work into that truck.
Yeah, good for you, man. Put any money into it?
Yeah, you gotta put some money into it, man.
I put plenty of money into it, all right? It's just I love my 56 Chevy, okay?
Now, that's a classic.
You better believe it.
Well, it might have been a classic at one time until this clown rode it right into the ground. But I'll take you down there now. Now, I understand you're not a racist, but I can't do anything about you being gay.
I'm not gay! I'm not a gay!
Okay, let me talk to Austin. Austin.
Mr. Henry wants to talk. Get your hand out of your hand. Quit crying like a bitch.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you like wrestling.
Yeah, I watch college wrestling, and I like to see them oiled up. That don't make me gay, and I tried to tell her this.
Well, let's talk about oiled up.
Yeah, but the guy's going to oil up.
What do you mean a guy's going to oil up?
Well, they don't have to get oiled up.
Yeah, you do. In wrestling, the oilier, the tougher you are to hold on to.
Now, kind of like you are like a greased pig.
Yeah, like a greased pig.
Well, I bet you wrestled a lot of those, didn't you?
No, I didn't grow up on a farm.
I ain't talking about the animal kind.
Give me the phone. You're screwing up, Ben.
Wait a minute.
Give me the phone. Here's my feeling, Phil, on all of this. I'm a Christian woman. Okay, to make no mistake about that. But that does not mean that I'm not going to hire or have any currency, commerce, or any truck with our good gay people, like Austin here.
I mean gay.
He's crying because he's trying to deny he's gay. But, you know, you might be in a closet.
Ma'am, I'm not in the closet.
Pull over here. Get you like a scram? You want some scrambled egg?
No, ma'am.
You like them square hamburgers?
I like a square hamburger. You mean a Wendy's?
Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but Billy, how about get some square hamburger?
Is that up here?
Yeah. So I'm going to buy this clown some lunch and talk to him about his prejudicial nature. And
I got no problem with black people. I got no problem.
No, I didn't say that. I said you prejudice against yourself because you are oiling up on a Saturday night. And
well, Mavis, those attitudes that you have are actually very antiquated and do absolutely nothing for the debate as to, you know, coming out of the closet, for instance. I'm happy that you're going to hire the guy, and the guy can work for you even though he's gay.
How many times do I got to tell you?
In fact, you're starting to cry. Keep pulling here. Will you want a Wendy's shake?
I wouldn't mind, yeah.
I'm going to get this clown a Wendy's shake here and pull up there. Get it up right nice and tight, yeah. Get it right nice and tight to that box. Yeah, here.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. What's up? How you doing? Listen, we want to get you want the square?
Get that bill with
it. I want to get a chili.
Okay, Mavis.
Wait, hold on, Phil. God damn it. Every time I try to talk on your program, are you there? Hey, boy.
How you doing?
I'm good. All right, listen. All right. We are ready now, okay? I want to get a chili cheese size.
I don't want a chili cheese sack.
But you're getting one. And I want an onion ring. And I want a two of them big fat square patty of Super Wendy, whatever the hell you call that, all right?
All right.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, I'll get me a cup of coffee. I don't eat food here. I'm going to go home and make myself something, all right?
All right. You're supposed to be 747. Thank you.
All right, 747. You got that, Jane?
Yeah, I think I got it here. Oh, I'll pay for mine.
No, I'm buying lunch. I feel so, you know, my feeling is this. Man's queer, that's good for me. I don't give it.
Hey,
hold on for a minute.
Don't use that word, okay?
Wait a minute. Hey, you. Get that guy, will you?
Hey, man.
I want some napkins.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mavis.
Hey, Mr. Henry, would you tell her I'm not a...
All right, so that was great.
Yeah, we'll probably have some luck to go and fix things. Yeah, but that guy's, he's gay and she's working with him.
He's not gay. And obviously Robert's aunt is the victim of some very antiquated and old-school attitudes.
Well, you know, but I'll tell you one thing. That guy started to bawl like a baby. Jeez.
Well, I don't blame him because she kept on mischaracterizing him.
The point is that she had an attitude there, whether he's gay or not. I think her attitude was progressive, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a progressive, but if the guy ain't gay, what difference does it make?
What?
If the guy ain't gay, what difference does it make? She still hired him. Yeah, to hire a straight guy.
You see?
What do you mean, you see? Hey, Phil, wait a minute. She thought she's hiring a gay guy, so that's good enough for me.
All right, I mean, they may show that she has a very open mind, but I'm saying to you that Get out of here, man. I don't know. I don't care, okay? Mavis, good for you. I'm glad you're hiring this dude. Austin's a good guy. But he ain't gay, you know.
No, but I mean, just quit while you're ahead, will you, please?
All right, Larry Grover, we're going to have to push to tomorrow. Larry's going to be talking about the fact that Donald Trump announcing his candidacy for the presidency of the United States has caused Larry sexual dysfunction. Is that right?
What are you looking at me? I don't...
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I'm trying to get some program information.
And he's trying to use Viagra, but it's knocked it all out.
You know, Viagra only works if you're attracted to the woman.
Yeah, he said that he very sexually attracted this lady, but as soon as he saw Donald Trump, that's what the lady looked like. You know, the lady he was with, she looked on the face of Donald Trump.
Yeah, okay, man.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Margaret Gray. Have a very pleasant and warm and wonderful and a good-feeling day today, everyone. Thank you. I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry.